Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready.
Cameras?
Clear.
Figurants?
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Everyone, it's time to listen to our action frames. No time for explanation. Hurry up, get on the Info Express.
I am an old driver. Wait, this is a very serious program. We should be more formal.
Okay, joke is over, because this is the most serious part in our action frames. Let's start our work. Good evening, passengers. This is driver Charlotte.
This is conductor Jake. Has everyone joined this November? Have you been amazed by visual effects of Doctor Strange, Billy Lane, or Fantastic Beast after Double 11 and Film Fist? Is it okay with your wallet?
Don't worry, don't hesitate. There are still a lot of good films in December, like Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, Sully and the Great War.
We have already introduced these films in our last Info Express. I think you guys must really look forward to them. Well, actually, I'm kind of tired of this kind of Hollywood blockbusters. I want to change the style, so I'm going to introduce the coming Japanese film, Kimi no Na wa.
I've heard of it. It was released in summer in Japan and has won the Best Animated Feature Film in Catalonia International Film Festival and nominated the Best Film in London Film Festival.
Different from One Piece film Gold in the cinema, the director Makoto Shinkai is famous for his film's beautiful scenery and filming which is full of artistry. So is Kimi no Na wa. The characters, scenery, city life, and town life, story, everything is just so fine.
Shinkai's film always focused on little story between boys and girls. This time is no exception. It's a story of two high school kids who've never met, city boy and country girl, but they are united through their dreams. Animation, drama, romance, what will happen when the comet appears? Let's see it in the cinema.
Hey Charlotte, I know you like war history films very much. I have good news for you. Mel Gibson is coming back with Hacksaw Ridge, which compares to Braveheart 10 years ago.
Yeah, I've seen the meanest comments about this film, like powerful cinematic masterpiece. The best war film since Saving Private Ryan. Mel Gibson returns to greatness. I won't miss it.
This film is adapted from a true story in World War II. Desmond T. Dawes was an American Army medic who served during the Battle of Okinawa. He came from a family with a strong religious belief. He refused to bear a firearm and use violence against another. He joined a battle which the American forces fought against the invading Japanese. It was the key battle that Dawes was recognized as a true hero for his country. As he managed to rescue the lives of 75 soldiers wounded in battle, and he became the first man in American history to win a Medal of Honor without firing a shot.
The theme is anti-war like Ang Lee's Billy Lynn. If Ang Lee is a gentleman, Mel is a barbarian. The scenes in the film must be bloody and spectacular. Mel likes it, using real bloody scenes without special effects, showing the cruelty of war and violence. He also touches the humanity, the faith, through the character Dawes.
Dawes is played by Andrew Garfield. I can't wait to see him in the cinema. So this is today's Info Express. Have you got news you want to know? This is Jake.
This is Charlotte. Stay tuned and have fun.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
Hi, guys, welcome to today's storyboard. This is Joyce.
And this is the prize for you. Today we are going to talk about the first CGI anime film to be rated R by the NCAA, Sausage Party.
I know you guys just can't wait listening to today's program, but remember the old famous saying, curiosity kills the cat.
Well, since we all have already been adults and...
the old driver is coming.
The student's card.
Okay, I think you all have fastened your seatbelt, so let's set off.
A spoof of Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks animation and illumination film, Sausage Party follows a sausage who tries to discover the truth about its extinction and goes on a journey with its friends to escape their fate. The film received positive reviews and became the highest grossing R-rated animated film of all time, surpassing South Park Bigger, Longer and Uncut, which held the record for 17 years.
Thank you for your introduction. Honestly, I didn't think I'd like this movie nearly as much as I actually do. I went in essentially expecting a typical Seth Rogen comedy, just random jokes and nothing else, but the rumors were true. It actually is more clever than it has any right to be. I will first say this, I don't think everyone will find it funny. If you aren't already a fan of Seth Rogen's movies like I am, The Honor probably won't do much for you. But I don't think anyone can deny that the movie's story is very smart. And I think might make up for some of the negatives you may have about the movie. The early reviews were right. It has a lot of clever things to say about religion, about taboos in society, about bigotry between cultures, and it's not lazy about any of these subjects.
Yeah, and let me talk about the jokes for a second. Yes, there are plenty of sexual jokes in it, a lot of which I found funny. But I think the majority of the love I had came from the different ethnic groups interacting with each other. I could watch the Bajel and Leverage argue with each other all day. If anything, I think the majority of the sorts of dirty jokes people accept from the movie happen at the very end, like the last 10 minutes of the movie.
I couldn't agree more with you, and I have to point out that the voice acting is also top-notch. All the voices fit well with every character in the movie. I would love to hear their voices in other animated roles. Some of the actors played these roles so well that I had no idea which character they were. I had no idea that Edward Norton was a Bajel or that Paul Rudd was a main grocery store employee. They all gave great performances.
But don't get me wrong, there are problems. Probably the major one being that the villain really doesn't need to be there. He just kind of severe to be a slightly disturbing character, which sucks up our product's juice to become stronger. If they cut him out of the movie, we wouldn't have missed anything, apart from a few jokes from it. Also, the ending is very well an ending at the end of the movie. It's one of those endings I wouldn't really describe as bad or good. It's just sort of, I don't really know how else it could have ended, so yeah, I guess that works.
That's true. The animation isn't all that great either. I mean, it's not awful, but it really shows that this is this particular company's first animated film. One thing in particular that put me off were the designs on the human characters. They are so hideous to look at. I have a feeling that's part of the joke, but they really do look gross and off-putting.
Well, if you ask me, I will recommend giving this movie a chance. I really respect that it doesn't just throw crap at the world and accept you to love. I wouldn't go as far as to call this one of my favorite animated movies of all time, but I will say I'm glad I saw it, and I had a lot of fun watching it. I would give this movie an 8 out of 10. It's not one of the greatest movies ever made, but I do respect it. I want to see more good R-rated animated movies come out of it.
Alright, that's all for today's storyboard. Next is the Amazing Action English.
For more information on Sausage Party, stay with us on Action Frame.
And this is Joyce and Surprise. Bye!
Bye.
you're tired of a long day's work. Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
You don't know what's real until you feel the little things you find deep in your mind.
Hello, every gods. Oh, error. You guys are not God, you are just stupid human. I am the gum that used to be stuck under the table of a great scientist. You have no idea what is fourth dimension. And none of you could understand the intelligence of us food. Now let me show you our world, and it may be the last words you've heard. Cause we are gonna kill the fucking world of your world. Ha 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 ha.
Clip 1.
Moon, yeah, motherfuckers. Red, white, and blue day is tomorrow.
Dude, basically every single Sergeant gets chosen on red and blue day.
But this time tomorrow, we're all gonna be 5 inches deep in some buns, son.
Oh my god, yes.
Like 3 inches deep for Barry, you deformed nerd.
Troy, that's funny. You see, this is why I can't wait for the great beyond. We will be equal and the jerks like Troy won't be picking on me all the time. You know, on account of my abnormality.
Whatever, Barry, you're different, and that makes you weird.
Ignore the prick, Barry. He's full of shit. And don't forget, you've got girth. That's way more important than Glenn. You're a fucking champ.
You know, I'm girthy. I could feel the bond. You know I'm there. I'm sure there's some kind of smushed bond out there waiting for me.
She's
coming!
Oh!
Oh
no, he's coming.
No, wait, I'm still fresh. I'm still the fresh.
Did you see this?
No way!
We're fucked, bros!
Oh god, no! Take anyone but us, please! Oh no! Oh,
no! Why us?
Clip 2.
Hey Brenda, what's up, girl?
Sort about those guys suck dicks, right?
I can hear you, dude.
Shut up! Fuck you! So, looks like tomorrow's the big day, huh? You and me, finally gonna be official.
I'm so happy the gods put our pactures together.
It's because we belong together.
It's like we were made for each other.
Oh, I can't wait to finally just get up in there, just road dog it. But full disclosure, I'm pretty fucking nervous about this. I don't know how well I would perform once it happens. I've obviously never been a bum before, so...
Hey, I'm not gonna be any better. I've never opened up. I mean... Look how tight I am.
Oh, sweet fucking fuck. Look, okay, I know it's against the rules, but I need to just feel you.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Just the tips?
I can't believe we're doing this.
I know, we're so naughty.
It's fine, right? I mean, nothing bad ever happened from just the tips?
No.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Go in there.
Put it in there.
Oh, you wouldn't dare.
Clip 3.
Hiya haya, hiya haya, hiya haya. Hiya haya.
Hiya haya. Frank, are you Firewater?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in this cave?
I am the original inhabitant of this land. My kind one has a pristine isla, mischieved and untouched. Then we were driven out of it by a bunch of goddamn fucking crackers.
Oh yeah, the crackers. They do have a nice aisle. Okay, anyway, look. I was told that you might have answers.
Answers I have. But first I must know the questions.
Okay, well, before I saw him jump to his death, Honey Mustard said the great beyond is bullshit and the gods are monsters. And I always kind of thought that it didn't quite add up. So I guess my question is, what really happens in the great beyond?
To find that which you seek, all you must do is look deep into my bag of wonderment.
I don't see anything.
Dipper, put your whole head in the back, dear. There you go.
Clip 4.
What? What the fuck?
Oh, hello?
Please don't kill me, please, just wait.
What are you? Are you some kind of magical sausage?
No. I'm just Barry. Wait, you can actually understand me? And I can actually understand you?
The bath salts are showing me the real world. I'm fucking lifting the veil of no reality.
Holy shit, they can actually see us.
Bath salts are just as bad as they say it would be. I'm tricking!
Whoa, dude. Just take it easy. Just breathe, dude. Just breathe. You are not tricking. You're just peeking, man. Just be with me. Be cool. This whale's got a crash.
I can't. You are alive and looking at me with your gloves and your little shoes and your arms and your legs.
Legs? Hey, look at me. I got no legs. You fuck. You ate my golden legs.
Oh no, not Mr. Pizza. Oh fuck, I've eaten so many of your family members. I've committed pizza genocide. Mr. Sausage, when will it end?
When will we end?
When he stops drinking us.
Yeah. And stop eating us.
Same here.
Fuck yeah.
And when he stops using us.
What he did to you?
You don't want to fucking know.
Okay, I promise I never eat food again. I just eat dirt and wipe my ass with sticks.
Good. And there's one more thing you're gonna do. Take me home.
You got it.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my audience. Here comes Action English. This is Echo.
And Apollo is here. Echo, what impresses you most recently from any aspect?
It must be the victory of Donald Trump. I think he's lost to be a president. If he considered to welcome showbiz as an actor, I would be in favor of him.
But he still make it to become a president of USA, which is satiric.
And today's topic is the film Sausage Party, which is a politically and socially satiric cartoon.
And it's ranked R, restrict under 17.
I can't wait to have a look at today's expressions.
But for the harmony of society, we only sort of some normal phrases. If you're interested in more, watch the film.
We highly recommend it. Okay, let's listen to the original sound.
Oh man, I'm freaking out! My heart's racing!
这是小香肠 Barry 被放入购物车时为了表达内心的喜悦而脱口而出的一句台词。我真的是要发疯了，我的心狂跳不停。
Freak 原本指奇怪的人，也能作为形容词来形容一个人或物是奇异的、反常的。而 freak out 则成为了一个动词性短语，意思是使某人处于极度兴奋，使某人十分不安。
For example, I have a breaking news.
What news?
You'd better sit down. The news will freak you out.
最后这句话就可以翻译为：你最好坐下，这个消息会使你晕倒的。
现在 Trump 在大选中获胜了，这句话在美国大部分人群中估计会很有用。
Freak out 这个短语一般还用于受到幻觉影响，有指通过吸毒产生幻觉。
例如电影中那位颓废的吸毒者，我就可以说 He freaked out and had a very hard time of it. 他吸毒后产生幻觉，非常难受。
让我们进入下一段原声吧。
Wake up! They're lying to your fucking faces!
这句话是一罐蜂蜜芥末酱的台词。他从人类家中回到商场，亲眼目睹了人类残忍的饮食活动，并且意识到他们的信仰是错误的。但后来因为脸黑，又再次被放入购物车。这时他警告其他的食物：“醒醒吧，他们在当着你们的面撒谎。”
大家现在知道了当面撒谎的最佳表达方法了吧？比起 lie in front of somebody， 这句 lie to someone's face 是不是更加简洁方便了呢？
我们进行一个对话吧。I highly recommend Zhonglan Canteen. The cuisines there are the most delicious in CUC.
How dare you lie to my face? I live in Zhonglan.
我极力推荐中南餐厅，那里的菜是整个中传里面最好吃的。
你怎么敢当面耍我？我就住在中南。
中南的食堂真的不算好吗？
总之我听说很多社团临时开会都会选择中南食堂，因为基本上会有很多的空位。好了，闲话不多说，我们来听下一段原声。
That's how serious I am, Frank. We cannot piss the gods off any more than we already have.、Oh.
这句台词出现在主角一行人来到了烈酒类商品区的时候，主角 Frank 想进入烈酒洞穴一探究竟，但女主角 Brenda 却认为这是违反信仰的行为，而制止说，我说真的，我们不能再惹怒上帝了。
比起 make somebody angry 这种正式的表达方式， piss off 这个表达方式更加的口语化，也更加的有力度，更加能够表达出一种强烈的愤怒情绪。
piss 这个词原本是小便的意思，Piss somebody off 便形象地表达出对方对自己的不尊敬甚至是侮辱，具体细节大家就自行脑补吧。
毕竟这个词组从字面的意思上看是朝着某人，好吧，我们还是造个句子吧。 Unless you wish to be fired, it is wise not to piss off your boss.
别惹毛你的老板，除非你想被炒鱿鱼。
同时 piss off 还可以单独用于命令他人离开，和 get off 相似。
Landlady, why there's no water?
Piss off, no rent, no water.
房租婆，为什么停水了？
滚吧，不交房租还想要水吗？
大家以后注意了，除了别惹老板，也别惹房东。
最后，让我们来回顾一下今天的词组。
Lie to one's face, 当着某人的面撒谎。
Freak out, 使某人发疯。
Piss off, 使某人极其讨厌，立即走开。
There are still many interesting phrases in this movie, but we can't teach you due to the harmony of this society.
But you can still watch the film and figure out the rest.
This is Apollo.
This is Echo. And what should we do next?
Let's close up.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time.This is Action Frames.
Good night, everybody. Welcome to our close-up. I'm Alba.
And I'm your friend Helen. Today we are talking about a really serious movie, aren't we?
Yes, but it is not a good one for children for its...
Yes, yes, we know that already, but right now we are going to talk about an actor matched the voice for the characters in a movie called Drucky. Well, who's he then?
It's James Franco. James Edward Franco, born in April the 19th, 1978, is an American actor and filmmaker. His first prominent acting role was the leading character Daniel Desario in the short-lived cult hit television program Freaks and Geeks.
Well, I'm obsessed with his another film. He later played the title character in the TV biographical film James Dean, 2001, for which he won a Golden Globe Award. In that film, he acted James Dean perfectly. But his best-known character was in Spider-Man, Harry.
I know that! I started to know him from that movie. He was pretty handsome at that time, as far as I recall. But now he is so much different from what he used to be.
Well, he's... let's just say he's more than an actor now. Franco volunteered for the Art of Belgium charity and has also taught film classes at New York University.The University of Southern California, and so on. He's also an artist. In summer 2010, the fictional Franco from General Hospital held an exhibit in the Museum of Contemporary Art in Los Angeles, while the real Franco held an exhibit at the museum based on his experience on the soap opera.
I've also seen some of his photos he posted in Instagram. That's really artistic, including his butt.
Yeah, you have no idea what it's like in real life. Sausage Party is also a film from a comedy group he is in. That group has already produced lots of films featured in sex,
drugs, violence, and stuff like that. And also, the directors of this film are also in Death Race. But that doesn't surprise me.
Me too. Also, viewed as a sex symbol, Franco is named the sexiest man living in 2009 by 7.com. There has often been frequent media coverage of Franco, particularly regarding his interest in going to colleges. In April 2012, Sharon Life ranked Franco and his brother Dave together as number 2 on his list of 50 talented and attractive Jewish men. In 2013, Franco was featured as cover model and featured focus in the men's magazine Man of the World.
Wow, this wonderful achievement since not a gay but looks like one in his acting career. 127 Hours is one of his most well-received movies and was also a commercial success, earning $60.7 million against an $18 million budget. His performance earned him universal acclaim from critics. Subsequently, he was nominated for an Academy Award, Golden Globe and SAG Award, as well as winning an Independent Spirit.
I think what is great about him is that he does his acting perfectly, but he's not satisfied with himself only in movie industry. He's always trying to do something more than himself. Going out of his comfort zone, right?
Exactly. He's now an actor, producer, director, professor, artist, photographer, and writer, and so on. You can see many people are often be told that they are only going to be one kind of person. They can't be different persons at the same time. But not true. The choice is in our hands, right?
I'm afraid I have to stop you here now. That's all for today's close-up. We appreciate your time and thanks for listening.
Bye-bye!
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi, welcome to TikTok Talk. I'm Jake.
I'm Rebecca. Welcome to the hottest part of Action Frame.
And I'm Priscilla. Along with Jake and Rebecca, gonna talk about... Oh gosh, think of just having a hot dog for dinner. I can't speak out the name.
Oh, come on. Our topic today is Sausage Party.
Yes, it is an R-rated animation movie, but it is also a sarcastic one.
And an amateur one. I can't believe a cat movie can have so much swearing and adult stuff in it.
That's why it is an R-rated movie.
Not shown in China mainland, of course.
Do you know that the trailer was shown in a cinema in front of a group of children by mistake?
Oh really? That must be a bomb for children.
I bet the cinema got into trouble because of it.
Yes, indeed. Those parents were so angry at the cinema because their children were so interested in the movie and asked their parents to let them watch the movie.
That's horrible. Sausage Party is literally not suitable for children.
Though it is an animation, I am sure this is the craziest animation I have ever seen.
It seems that pornography and satire are the two main themes of Sausage Party.
Yes, I was shocked by that adult stuff happening between foods.
And the party near the ending is astonishing. No wonder the playwright said that this movie is everybody fuck everybody. Go, go, go.
Hey, be careful about your words. Action Frames is a civilized.
Really?
Well, really.
How can you expect us to be civilized when we talk about this foul-mouthed movie?
Yes, so this party is full of swearing. It's even hard to find a place without swearing.
Sounds difficult for Action English and flashbacks.
But they did a good job anyway.
By the way, have you seen the poster of the movie?
The words on it are really meaningful. A hero will rise along with Frank the Sausage and get your fill following by a picture of Frank at the pond hugging Frank the Sausage.
Yes, it's creative and meaningful, using food to imply some sexual stuff.
The more creative part is using food to imply some social phenomena, or in other words, criticize the real world.
Yeah, all those provocative elements, including any utopian, politics, race, drug, romance, sex and homosexuality, make it seem like a satire.
Isn't the rebellion of food similar to the rebellions in Renaissance?
The movie started with a classical anti-utopian background that all the fools believe that customers are God and will take them to the great beyond.
But it came out that the great beyond is totally a lie created by the screen models.
And the belief sounds like Catholicism in the Middle Age. Men and women are not allowed to freely fall in love with each other.
Did you notice that the world for food is much more colorful than the world for human in the movie?
Exactly. When the scene changes from the micro world to the world for human, it turned into a dark tune, creating a despairing atmosphere.
The movie also doubts the reality of the world, just like what was done in so many science fiction movies, such as The Island, Matrix,
and Truman's World, one of my favorite movies.Honestly speaking, Sausage Party has the most desperate world view.
Well, the background setting is similar to Chicken Run in some way.
Looks similar, but totally different. At least Chicken Run is much tamer than Sausage Party.
Sausage Party creates a more ridiculous world than any other of those movies.
It is ridiculous indeed.But it somehow reflects the ridiculous of the real world.
We can easily guess who the prototypes of those characters were.
The most obvious one is a chewed gum lying on a wheelchair, speaking with electronic device.
Ah, Stephen Hawking.
And the Terminator.
Why is Terminator?
Remember in the scene when the gun was shot by a bullet, and he said...
Ah, you remind me, he said...Matter cannot be created or destroyed. Human, you have made a fatal error in judgment. The classical monologue of Terminator.
Oh, and the miserable story of the three immortals. Firewater, Twink, Fritz.
I am the original inhabitant of this land. My kind once had a pristine isle, majestic and untouched. Then we were driven out of it by a bunch of goddamn fucking crackers.
Sounds like the story between Native America and America.
Did you remember those bottles for Socrates that say, "We will exterminate the Jews"?
Oh yes, obviously they represent the Nazis.
Yeah, and Jews definitely represent the Jewry. They are similar in pronunciation.
The racial problem existed everywhere. In Sausage Party, the lavish and the bagel are hostile to each other.
Yes, Karim Abdul the Lavish said, a beggar is trying to kill a lavish once again and blame the beggar for...
But Sammy the beggar answered him, the only thing I've ever pushed is peaceful agenda. Even that I didn't push, you know, I'm pretty much passive-aggressive enough.
I believe that the relationship between the lavish and the bagel just connected to the relationship between Pakistan and Israel.
Let me guess. The bagel must represent the Israel and the lavish must represent the Pakistan.
The peaceful agenda set by the bagel must refer to the peaceful agenda pushing by Israel toward Pakistan.
Well, unfortunately, as said by the bagel, this peaceful agenda was not that successful.
But in the ending...They all unite and stop focusing on each other's difference, especially in immature and outdated ways, said by Frank the Sausage.
Oh, you remind me of the ridiculous sex party ending again. Frank said he is a monogamist at the beginning of the movie. Liar.
What is monogamy?
I believe this is a word created by themselves,
originated from the word monogamy.
Oh, remember what the playwright said?
Hey, civilized.
Okay, you know what I'm saying. If you take this movie serious, then you lose. By the way, are you hungry now?
Definitely. I just had a hot dog for dinner.
Then do you want to eat something with us after we finish our recording?
Yes, of course, but still a little bit.
Scared?
Yep.
Don't worry, it's just a movie. Those cartoon characters can't do anything to you.
You're right. What do you want to eat?
We want to keep control of our own lives.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Who's speaking?
Do you remember what they did at the end of the movie?
Jeez, they break the fourth wall.
Break the fourth wall?
You mean they realize that they are not real? Booga, booga, booga.
Yes, just like Deadpool. Oh, remember, what did they comment on us?
Twisted, tasteless, juvenile monsters, puppet masters in another dimension.
Alice Gunn has invented a Stargate device that will allow them to travel to our dimension. They're coming!
Oh, that's frightening. Oh, what happened? Did they really come to our dimension?
Have you finished yet?
Listen, they sound accusing.
Hi, are you talking about me? I'm sorry, I was reading the transcript. I thought you had finished.
Oh, thank God.
What's up? Sorry again, I hope I didn't disturb you.
You did!
Oops.
Anyway, thanks for listening to today's TikTok talk.
You can just forget our embarrassing misunderstanding.
Yes, you heard nothing but a TikTok talk as perfect as usual.
Let's save time for the coming gramophone.
See you!
Stay tuned! Miss out on the nightlife.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience. Welcome to the last segment of today's Action Frames Gramophone. This time, we are going to lose ourselves in the fabulous animated film Sausage Party with its original soundtrack. Get ready? Here we go. Sausage Party is an R-rated animated film telling about how a sausage strives to discover the truth about his existence. With the amusing plot moving forward, the claptrap melodious rhythm usually appear timely, perfectly matching with the circumstances. And it's worth mentioning the film composer Alan Menken and Christopher Leonard. Alan Menken is famous for working with the legendary Disney Studios since 1987. His notable works are The Little Mermaid, 1989, Beauty and the Beast, 1991, Disney The Girls Movie, Aladdin, 1992, The Lion King, 1994, Pocahontas, 1995, and much more. But another composer, Christopher, is not so famous. This time, the Sausage Party, they work together, creating and choosing superb background for the film. As far as I am concerned, what the director meant to deliver has been subtly unveiled with the help of the melodies. Let's give it a listen. The first soundtrack chosen is I Do Anything for Love, a cover version sung by James Damon and Meat Loaf. The sweet song perfectly cooperates to the scene where Frank separates from Brenda. Having heard about the major secret that non-perishables created the great beyond and gods are evil who will kill them, Frank determines to go to the Dark Elves for the truth instead of going back to package with Brenda, which upsets Brenda and acts like a tiger for their quarrel. After their separation, Frank imagines about Brenda being with others and feels depressed. Finally, realizes the deep love for Brenda. Just as said in the lyrics, I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forgive myself if we don't go all the way tonight. The second piece to be introduced is Your Thing. Fools in the supermarket finally find out the brutal truth about gods are evil and greed beyond is totally a falsehood. So, they cooperated with each other and beat Dark Lord and Diabolik Douche. Having won a big war, with the heavy atmosphere spreading about, they decide to do something. Yeah, you know, it's the most upsetting part and also the climax of the film. All kinds of food found their mates and fought each other to express their huge happiness. And the song also helps a lot in playing up the cheerful atmosphere with the dynamic music and wide voice complementing each other. It brings out an ultimate cheer, moving the movie to a high gear. To summarize,
Sausage Party is an excellent comedy with endless fun and is enjoyable to watch, especially in conjunction with the fabulous soundtrack. Alright, the clock is ticking, and I'm afraid we have to call it a night. So, that is all for today's Action Frames from Radio COC English. Hope you all have a good time. We'll see you next week.
I was only walking through your neighborhood, saw you light on honey in the
cold. Cast for today. Producer
彭敬贤 Alba.
Anchor
葛嘉诚 Jake.
吴希远 Apollo. Journalist
廖安然 Charlotte.
许和芳 Echo.
苏林涵 Helen.
吕月萌 Joyce.
周佳怡 Priscilla.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王惊喜 Surprise!
There you are, there you are. You're the fire and the flood. And I always feel you in my blood. Everything is fine.
You're miles away, but I still feel you. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. Late at night, when you can't fall asleep, I'll be lying right beside you, counting sheep. Anywhere I go, there you are.
一个人的时候，听荔枝FM。